I'm saying to him, Matt, I know you left it there. You left it there. Can I say ishtalali?
Ishtalali?
No, ishtalali.
Ishtalali.
Right.
Ishtalali.
Perfect. What's the word for pulling something out by the roots, like a hair? Or a tooth?
Fashi. Fashi. When you're pulling it, it's called teefy.
Okay, would you say that word one more time?
Teefy.
Okay. What's the word for a door opening? Tuwa?
Tuwapa.
Well, I'd like to hear the other word that's about it opening, tuwa.
Tuwa.
Can you say that one again?
Tuwa.
Okay. And if somebody opens the door, how do you say that?
Tiwi.
One more time?
Tiwi.
How do I say, I'm working?
Tungsalili.
One more time?
Tungsalili.
And if there was a dog over there, I could say, Ofiat Waya. Makes him laugh.
Ofiat Waya. Yeah, I can say it.
Could you please?
In English.
I want to just hear a jigsaw. Waya.
Waya.
Okay.
All right. In Chickasaw, that means that dog is all humped over. That's all it means.
Okay. Could you just say that word one more time? Waya.
Waya.
Okay. And I think we talked last week about a word that means something is shaped like a lampshade. Kind of comes in at the top and then it's open. Wihila.
Wihila.
The word I'm looking for is wihila.
Wihila.
Wihila. Let's get Catherine to say it because maybe I'm not saying it right. Could you say it, please?
Yeah. Now you got it. Yeah.
Could you say it, please?
I doubt what I can.
Well, give it a shot.
Atibano. Wikila. Wikila.
You're saying Wikila?
Wikila.
She's saying it a different way. I don't know. Maybe you don't know this word. She's saying Wikila. Might be another form of the same word. Okay. Would you say it one more time?
Wihkila.
Wihkila.
Yeah.
I think we talked last week. I can't remember exactly what came of this discussion about the word shaking a rug. It seems like we had some trouble with this expression. The word willoli.
Willoli.
Yeah. Could you say that again?
Willoli. Yeah, ish willoli.
One more time?
Ish willoli.
Okay. How would I say he didn't shake it?
Ik will eat you.
I knew we'd get into that soon. Can I say ik will eat you?
Yeah, you can say that.
Can you say it?
No. I can't get my tongue worked around it.
I'm interested in will
eat you. Willilu.
That one to me sounds like the pecans didn't fall off the tree.
No. No.
We were talking about this word willoli, right?
Igwililu.
Yeah, that would be if you wanted to say he didn't willili, but I want to say he didn't willoli.
Willichi.
We're not even getting into
now then, let's go back to where we started from.
Okay, we started trying to get the word ikwilotlo. Can't say it now myself.
Igwolowolo.
Igwolowolo. Could you say that one again?
Igwolowolo.
Perfect. One more time.
Igwolowolo.
Oh, wonderful. And then if we had a dog here and he was shaking himself and maybe he got all dirty, I think there's a word for that. Iliwiloli.
Iliwilichi.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Iliwilichi.
Ooh, okay. All we care about here is the IWI, so I think we're all right. If there's a shed over there and somebody knocks it down, I think there's a word, Yithibli.
Yep.
Could you say that word?
Yithibli.
Okay, one more time.
Yithibli.
How would you say he believes it?
He believes it?
Yep.
Yimmy. Yimmy.
That sounds like he believes somebody. Can you just say Yimmy?
Yimmy, are you the one?
Okay, would you say that Yimmy one more time?
Yimmy.
Okay, and how about you believe it? Talk
Yimmy. Yimmy, Yimmy.
Can you say Chi-Yimmy?
Chi-Yimmy.
Right, one more time?
Chi-Yimmy.
Okay, one more time.
Chi-Yimmy.